for this week's tip and trick of the week. And this week we're going to be looking at the different types of insulin, something that I think we need to review from time to time. I know the nursing students out there need to review this, especially as they go through their programs and need to be prepared to answer questions, both in the classroom and the clinical setting, about insulin. And so it's something that we all should keep in mind, whether we're in a home care setting dealing with a diabetic patient or in a facility. It's important to understand the different types of insulin that our patients have prescribed and exactly how they work so that we can help these patients dial in to their diabetes care plan. This is something that we can have a huge impact with later on in their lives, as the better they adhere to their care plan early, the better their profile is as they progress through the disease as they grow older. And this is something that we need to keep in mind. You know, we're promoting best practices when we're promoting the overall better health care for our patient when we help them understand better. And of course, that means we have to understand better. I have a bunch of resources in the show notes, so I want you to check out nursingshow.com, and in the nursing podcast category, you'll find this episode's show notes. And there's some resources there from a couple of different sources, including the American Diabetes Association, also something from a pharmaceutical company that produces insulin and diabetes products. There's a great section on Diabetes Learning Center there that will provide good resources for your patients as well. So I urge you to follow up on these particular resources that I have found. Insulin is divided up into several different classes based on the time of onset and peak and duration of the medication's life in the body. And so you have basically four different types: rapid acting, short acting, intermediate acting, and long acting forms of insulin. You also have several different types of premixed insulins, and these are usually combinations of a rapid acting and an intermediate or long acting form of insulin, so that they get that immediate burst of insulin into their system, and then they have a slow release of insulin over time into their system from the secondary form, either an intermediate or a long-acting form of insulin. And some patients tolerate different types of insulin better. And as patients grow older, their reaction to certain types of insulin may be different, and they may have to change how they administer their insulin as their body's metabolism changes, as their bodies grow older and things just tend to slow down. So we need to make sure that we are following up with our patients each time we see them, because they may need to have adjustments, and we're going to likely be the first people to notice that, and we can pass that information along so they get a change in their insulin prescriptions. So let's start off with our rapid-acting insulin. Rapid-acting insulins usually have an onset within 15 minutes. They have a peak time of their action of 30 to 90 minutes, and they last 3 to 5 hours in the system. And these are medications like Novolog and Humalog. So you might see those there, and I would urge you to remember log there. Novolog and Humalog, that log means rapid acting. So I don't know how you'd aspire that to a particular type, but just remember log is going to be coordinated with rapid acting. Next up, you have short-acting insulins, and this is Humulin and Novolin R, and this is your regular insulin, generally known as your regular insulins, and your onset is 30 to 60 minutes, and peak time is 2 to 4 hours, with a duration of 5 to 8 hours on board. So this is something that you'll see, and you want to make sure. Usually R for regular. Short-acting is your regular insulin. Intermediate-acting insulins include Humulin N, Novolin N, and that N is going to be correlating with a longer term of action, intermediate-acting insulin. Onset is generally 1 to 3 hours, and your peak time will hit at about 8 hours with a duration of 12 to 16 hours. This, again, is your intermediate-acting insulin. Then you have your long-acting insulin. The one I've seen most commonly is Lantus, although there is another brand name, Levemir. And these particular long-acting insulins have an onset of about 1 hour, they are considered peakless, so they slowly release with no peak action, but they last in the system from 20 to 26 hours. So about a day on long-acting insulin. It's like a once-a-day shot. And for patients that are pretty good at maintaining their diet, that are pretty steady and regular in their blood sugar counts, this is probably what you'd like to get them to, once-a-day insulin, rather than having to administer insulin with every meal, or patients that are not appropriate for an insulin pump. You have your basic premixes that will have a combination, again, of rapid acting and long acting or intermediate acting. And again, because of the rapid acting, they're going to have that 15-minute onset, and their duration will be about 10 to 16 hours and maybe a little bit longer. So you see that the combination works well for some people. And you'll see these often in a premixed insulin pens that many of us are using in the hospital setting to administer meds to our patient. It's easier to measure. We don't have to mix insulins like we used to, and premixed syringes make it very easy to have one insulin pen per patient and the administer them until the dose is gone, and then we go ahead and have pharmacy send up another pen. So again, you have your rapid acting, which has an onset of 15 minutes, peak time of 30 to 90 minutes, duration of 3 to 5 hours. You have your short-acting insulins or your regular insulin, 30 to 60-minute onset, 2 to 4-hour peaks, and 5 to 8-hour duration. Your intermediate-acting insulin has a 1 to 3-hour onset with a peak time of 8 hours and a duration of 12 to 16 hours. And then your long-acting insulin is going to last about the whole day, 20 to 26 hours, according to the information I've found. Onset in about 1 hour after administration, and it is considered peakless. So it is a long, steady release of insulin into the system. Again, there are tons of information out there. I've provided you links to information more for you as medical professionals, as well as a group of information you might find useful for your patients when they are asking you questions about it. You can provide them some additional online resources to explain types of insulin to them. And some of the best information you'll find is over at the American Diabetes Association, as well as that pharmacy site, the pharmacology site. You know, we get on our drug companies a little bit, but they do have the resources to provide some excellent learning information and resources on their sites. And the Diabetes Learning Center I've linked to is one of them.